the last week of Shavuot. And although at this last week of Shavuot, most Magidei Shir are already focusing on Purim. Already Rosh Chodesh Ad is around the corner and there's a lot of excitement. But Lakopanim, it's still Shavuot. And then eat over to the fat lady sings. And in fact, the whole Indian of Shavuot is very Makusha. So Purim, which we've already spoken about, B'siyat Lishmaya. But it's an opportunity which we don't have throughout the rest of the year. As we've mentioned before, that to speak about openly about Pekam Bris and Yonam Shmiras Bris is something which is not done throughout the year for various reasons. Primarily because the whole Indian of Shmiras Bris is a Soid. As the Zohar Kaddish says, Soid Hashem, L'Yireya V'Brisa L'Hoidiyam, that the whole Indian of Bris is an Indian of Soid. And that which is Soid is to remain, is meant to remain hidden, concealed. That during Shavuot it's a time to focus on these inyanim, to be mezariz ourselves. As it pertains to Purim Befrat, of course we know that Haman comes from Amalek. When the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, Al Kanfei Nesharim, the Torah tells us, Vayavu Amalek, Asher Karach Baderech, Chazal tell us Karach as Lashon Keri to be Machshav Bnei Yisrael and Pekam Bris. And when we speak about Pekam Bris and coming to the roots of Pekam Bris, so the discussion usually focuses on Shmir Sinai. But when we speak about Shmir Sinai, let us know that the Inayim themselves is not the Shirish. That even speaking by Shmir Sinayim doesn't get to the root of the issue. As Rashi tells us in the parish of Tzitzis, that the Shnei Sersuri HaChet are the Inayim and the Lev, because that which the Ayin sees, the Lev is Chaymed. But the Lev is the place in the human body which is called the Mishkan HaMachshava. That the mind is influenced by the Machshavas HaLev. And it's for this reason, especially during tefillah, which is considered to be a korban, that a korban has to be believe pagam, believe mum, that there's an extra emphasis on halacha. That the heart should not see the erva. Because the lev, especially during the time of tefillah, person is being madbik to be dovek himself in kedusha. Shleihei liberoya se'erva, that the machshavos halev should not be influenced by the erva. So if there's an inyan of a gartel or something in halacha, in order to create that divide between the machshavos halev and the erva. But to the yisodin avodas Hashem, shleihei liberoya se'erva. That the lev and the machshavas halev should not be influenced by the erva. In fact, when we come back to the beginning of it all, the chet of Adam Harishon, which we know that after his chet he was poigim in Shmiras Abris for 130 years. Without getting barichas into the inyan. But after the Chet Adam HaRishon, we know Avera is Goeris Avera. And the Avera of Pekam Bris of Adam HaRishon was Goerer, the Avera of the Dor HaMabul. And the whole Dor HaMabul, the Pekam of Dor HaMabul, as we know, was this Indian of Pekam Bris, Sheikh Hazel of Atala. As the Torah testifies, V'chom Achshav Leislev, Rak Rak Kol Hayoyim, The Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the machshavos of the hearts of that generation, they were filled with ra kol hayom. The Zohar says ra is always a reference to pagam bris. They did ra, they were pagam with pagam bris. That it's a pagam of liberoy sa'erva. There's a battle which is taking place, and the territory which is being fought over is the lave. And this is the battle between the neshama, which is in the mind, which is in the head, versus the erva, which is below the belt, which is in the lower half of the body. And the lave, which is in the center of the heart, this is the coveted territory. Will the lave be influenced by the machshavos of the neshama? Or a chalila be influenced by the machshavos of the erva? This is the battle between Mordechai and Haman. Who will influence the lev of the melech, the lev of Achashverosh? If the lev was roya se'erva, then Haman is influencing the melech, which is the melech Achashverosh, and then he throws parties. He tries to bring Vashti out only with the Keser Malchus in order to incite the Yitzhahara to Arayas, as Chazal say. And Mordechai is warning the Jewish people not to come, and he can't stop them. And that leads to the Gzeira of Haman against the Jewish people, together with Achashverosh by his side. It's Haman and Achashverosh together because it's a Bechin of Liberoy Sa'erva. The Lev and the Erva working together, and when that tag team is working together, that duo, then it means bad gzeiros against Bnei Yisrael. Or in the end, will there be a venahapachu, and the Jewish people will do tshuva. And now Mordechai is influencing Achashverosh in order to make gzeiros, to make gedarim against Haman, to be a mevatel. And this is not just the melchama which took place in that generation. That's what Chazal say, melchama l'Hashem v'amalek midor dor. There's a melchama in every single generation. Who will dominate, who will rule, who will influence the machshavas alev. And so therefore, when we speak about Shmiras Einayim, we don't speak just about Shmiras Einayim. And in the same way that which we do in order to protect the Einayim is certainly important, but that's all together, geder. Harchaka and Shmira, because the eyes are really that which protect the machshavas alev. As the Zohar says, as Chazal say, that a person must be careful for what he sees during the day, lest he come to a pagam in the night. That what we see during the day influences our thoughts. And at night, where we don't have the strength in order to do milchama, to be vigilant against the Yitzhara, so it's a time that a person can be nirsha. And again, it's not that we understand what exactly is the significance of pagam bris. To us, it seems belitam. It seems meaningless. But it is. It's a choik. It's a soyda shemli reyav. But we have to do our part because we know that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's precious. That to the king it's precious. And so therefore we have to be shemei abris. Where we see this melchama, this melchama l'Hashem v'amalek midor dor, that the roots of this melchama, in terms of as a battle which the Jewish people face, each and every person in particular, it goes back to the melchama that Yaakov has with the Sarah Shal Esav. As the Torah tells us, that Yaakov and the Sarah Shal Esav were locked into a very long, difficult battle. And the Torah says, "Vayar kilo yacholai," that he saw that he couldn't overcome Yaakov Avinu. "Vayiga bekaf yerecho," and he hit him in the kaf yerech. Now the kaf yerech seems to be the thigh. The Chazal tell us that the kaf yerech is the makom abris. that he hid him in the Mokom HaBris, which we know was so precious to Yaakov Avinu, that he invested his whole life, Shehem Yitaso Shlema, that he should produce 12 Shvatim, and he lived for these Shvatim. Every moment of his life, he was never Mesiach Das. From the 12 Shvatim, which were promised not just to him, but to Yitzhak and to Avram Avinu, that the whole world was telling on these 12 Shvatim. And really, the reason why Yaakov wasn't on the lookout, and how could it be, Vayiga Bekafei Reichel, is because there are rules of war. And there are rules of battle. Even in boxing, you don't hit below the belt. And the reason why you don't hit below the belt is because when you hit below the belt, you completely cause your enemy to surrender. That we know that if a person is in a battle against someone, the last resort is to hit below the belt. Because when you hit below the belt, you completely neutralize the opponent. There's nothing that the opponent can do. Every single other aver of the body you see from this is tully in the bris. That's what the Zohar says, that every single aver in the body is tully in the bris. That it influences every single, and you see that. You see that how a person that through the Zohar of the bris he's able to create another human being, which has, you know, Ramah Achivam Shasagidim. The bris is the place which is able to influence and to create human beings which have every single aver. So Yaakov expected Esav to play by the rules, but Amalek and Esav, they don't play by the rules. This is called Vayi'ovek Yishimai. Vayar kilo yachalo, he saw that he couldn't overcome Yaakov according to the rules. Vayiga v'kaf yirecha, so he hit him where it counts. In a place where Yaakov was Mesiach Das. Because who would think to hit your opponent there? Because this is something which even the Goyim are machshev. That it's something which is precious. The whole continuation of the world is tully on this. It's considered to be not just a Jewish thing. It's something which is a human thing. That even Goyim have an Indian of Hamshachas Hamin. But it's not something which is just a human thing, but there's a special significance as it pertains to a Yid, which is called Kedushas Abris. And a Goy has no Shaykhis to Kedushas Abris. This is called Vayi'ovek Yishimo. Ovak, Aleph Beis Kof, is what she told us. Os Bris Kodesh. This is the Melchama that the Sarah Shal Hesav adds with Klai Somi Dardar, Ashakarcha Baderech. That Ashakarcha Baderech means a Melchama against the Os Bris Kodesh, against Shmiras Abris. In fact, Vayi'ovek Ishimo is Gemachi Akarcha Baderech. It's a Melchama of the Os Bris Kodesh. Will we be bechlal those who are liberoya serva? Or will we make proper gedarim in order so that our neshamas influence the neshamas alev? And with the liberoya serva, this is what the Megillah refers to as lahashiv es hasvarim machsheves haman ben hamdasa. That although the Jewish people already, that Haman was dead and his sons were dead, but there were still igros, which were out, which the Megillah refers to as the Svarim called Machsheves Haman. That when the Jewish heart is influenced by thoughts of Erva, it's called Machsheves Haman. That we allow Haman to infiltrate and to influence the thoughts which are in our life. And there's nothing more which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the life should be belong to him. Rahman Aliba boy, That the whole makor and the shorish of kedusha of a Jew is taken away by the machshavas of Haman, who's in battle against Mordechai the tzaddik. Tzaddik is always referred to as Shmiras Habris, that he protected the sanctity of the Jewish people. Practically speaking, slightly lemaisa, if we take a look at the details, the origins of this machama between Yaakov and Esav. So the Torah is very specific. It tells us, "Vayakum v'layla hahu." That Yaakov got up in the middle of the night and he took his wives and his children and his shvachos and he crossed the Ma'ar Yabok. Vayivasa Yaakov levado. Yaakov is by himself. Vayavik yishimor ad elos hashachar. And they were engaged in this vayavik yishimor. Vayika bekafirecha. Vateika kafirecha. Yaakov v'yavkoyva. The details here are very specific and very important. We have to understand that there are going to be times during the day, during the year, which are going to be bechlal, the gvul of the kedusha and the gvul of the tumah. For example, we know that the yomim tovim are days during the year which belong to us. Shabbos, these are days which a Jew can grow the kedusha sayamim. And there are going to be days on the Jew, on the calendar which are going to be days that a person has to be extra shomer himself. Whether it's at the Goyish holidays or during the summer months, the months of Tammuz and Av, which belong to Esav, Zohar tells us. Tainesim. So Bechla, we know that the daytime is a time of, which is in the Gvul of the Kedusha, and the nighttime is in the Gvul of the Sitra Acha, the beginning of Baba Kama. She was doing Baba Kama this year. So the nighttime is a time where a person is especially susceptible to Melchemes Amalek. So the Torah tells us here, Vayakom Yaakov Balaila. Vayakom Balaila who? The Yaakov got up in the nighttime. And the Satan looks at the nighttime as his gvul. But it's a time that the or of Chesed, of Avraham Avinu, of Yitzhak, and Yaakov even, a certain degree. The daytime is a time where there's a ha'or, there's an or. Or is always associated with Kedusha. Comes to the night, it's already in the gvul of Sitra Achra. By the mere fact that it's the nighttime means that a person is not in the rishus of the Kedusha. The people are fearful at the nighttime. Furthermore, the Torah highlights Vayivasa Yaakov Levadai. The Yaakov remained by himself. That not only is the nighttime a time where a person may feel a certain pull towards Pagambris, but Vayivasa Yaakov Levado also, that when a person is left alone, then it brings upon the Sarah Shal Esav to make Melcham in this area. And Allah has Kama Vakam, if a person is alone at night, it's already a recipe for disaster. Vayivasa Yaakov Levado doesn't just mean when a person is circumstantially alone. meaning that if a person feels lonely in his life, it can bring a person to Pagan. And lonely means on two levels. Simply, it means lonely from a wife. If a person is already of age that he feels he should be married and he begins to feel lonely, so then that easily can bring Pagan Bris. So Chazal are very medactic in the Zman and the time where a Jew should be married. The Hasidim are very makbid on this halacha. Shmona Asir L'Chapa. What it means to say is that it's only natural for a person to become of age where he feels like he should be together with somebody living his life with. And if a person is missing that component, then Pagan Bris comes from loneliness. Especially because Atzvos leads to Pagan Bris. Lo Tov, Heyos Adon Levadu, is the beginning of Lo Tov turning into Ra. But already if a person feels lonely, that Lo Tov can very easily bring Ra. As we said before, Ra is always an indication of Pagan Bris. Vayvasi Yaakov Levadu also means without a chevra. But if a person doesn't feel like he has a chevra to turn to be machazik each other with, that he's part of a chevra where he feels that this is an environment which I feel I can grow in, that I can steigen, that it's a chevra which is looking for kedusha, so that also makes a person susceptible. We find many times that as long as that a person is in yeshiva, that he feels like he has a good shmira because the chevra is shomer on him, that each one is shomer on each other because he feels part of a chevra which is bnei aliyah, that we learn Torah together, we're in yeshiva together, we daven together, we learn together. The person doesn't feel like he's in this parsha of doing things like this because he feels part of a chevra which is above that. But many times when a person leaves the Kosei Beis HaMedrash and he's working and he doesn't feel like he's together with that chevra, either in the same mokum together or in his heart together with them, because they're just not in touch, they're just not together like they were before. So that inyan of Ayivaser Yaakov Levadoi, that he feels that loneliness, that he doesn't feel like he's part of a chevra which either they're growing together or just part of that chevra, can easily cause an afil in this area. Perhaps this is the pshat that the Mishnah Novo says. The Mishnah says, Haneir Balaila, that if a person is up in the nighttime, Bahamahalech Baderech Yechidi, or if he's walking on a road by himself, Bahamefan Aliba Levatala, Harezem Mischai Benafshai. Haneir Balaila, like we said before, Bayakum Balailahu, if a person is up at night, just being up at night is Mischai Benafshai. Or Hamahalech Baderech Yechidi, if he feels like he's walking on a derech, if he feels like he's walking on the way of life by himself, that he feels like he's by himself, Ayivasi Yaakov Levadai, V'hamefan Aliba Levatala. The Rambam says that a heart which is not filled with machshavas of Torah is automatically susceptible to machshavas of Arayas. And even if a person is not orangutan in learning, let's say, but if his mind is on, let's say, the business or other inyanim in his life, so that too, there's a certain shmira to that. But if a person has time during the day where he's sitting around, he's just shooting the breeze and he's like, you know, what can I do now to kill some time? And he doesn't turn to Torah then it's almost inevitable he'll be nechshon Pagan Bris. That a person needs to know that there's no such thing called killing time by Yid. Either he's doing things which he needs to do for his parnasa, for his family, or he's involved in Torah mitzvahs. That's called hamefan eliba levatala, that he turns his lave to bittul, that he chooses to be mevatal himself from Torah, where he can learn Torah, and he says, how can I find ways to kill the time? This is called Hameschayev B'Nafshay. Because the Zohar says that if a person is pregnant in bris, he's literally mischayv benafsha. He kills neshamas. But the Zohar says that he's mamish chayv misa b'dei shamayim for such a thing. Now again, the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't say so explicitly because it's not something which we share openly. But the whole Mishnah is a remiss to this inyan. Vayakum balaylahu, vayivasi yakal levadai, vayavik ishimo, he made a mochama na ois bris kodesh. But you can imagine, and we know that it's true, that if a person has time in the nighttime where he's by himself and he's just shooting the breeze, this is, it's a chazaka. It's a muchsak lachatay. Shem Yishmerenu. This is mamish in the gvul of the Sitra Achron, everywhere you look. The person has to have gedarim that this circumstance should not come to be. That if he's going to be up at night, he's going to have storm. Or he's going to be with chaverim. Or he's just not going to be up at night, he's just going to go to sleep. Vayivaser Yaakov levado is gematria machsheves hama. Vayavik ishimo, there's Haman right there. This is a malchama which takes place especially in this door. This Muhammad, the Torah tells us, is a Muhammad Lashem, Bamalik, Midor, Dor, in every single generation. The Torah tells us, Vayavik Yishimoy Ad Alois HaShachar. Ad Alois HaShachar means Chazal Siyan to Mashiach comes. Before Mashiach comes in this door, there's an extra emphasis that the Satan has to be machshav b'nei Yisrael nesinyan, to hit below the belt. That if the Satan sees that his time is kimat up, that we're ready, the time of Mashiach, the orsh Mashiach is already felt, and there's nothing left, what's the last resort? What's the emergency button that the Satan is pressing in order that it should stop such a thing? Especially because Chazal say, Ein Ben David ba ad sheyichdu kol haneshama shebeguf. There's a direct connection between Tikkun Pekam HaBris and Mashiach coming. That the more that he could be machshel b'nei Yisrael Pekam HaBris, the more he could delay the geula. That it's literally the Sitra Achra is in a state of emergency. And when all else fails, if you can hit the Jew in a place where you can cause him to succumb, to break down, just one place which is koil every place. That every Iver is Taliboy. This is the inn. And so therefore, knowing that a person has to have a special Shemira, the frap is manazeh, to make the Kedusha Sabris the Iker inyan, not to know Shas, not to be able to finish Tehillim once a week. The Iker inyan of a Jew, Bizman Hazeh, Befrat, in this generation, is in this inyan. Kedusha Sabris, Vayeovek Ishimoy Ad Alois HaShachar. If Cook here writes, in this piece in Chedah Gimel and on the Reish Samach Gimel, we're not going to go through the whole piece. He writes Hamachshavas Hamidas V'Ha'ilam. The bottom paragraph here, He writes just about the inyan of machshava. Kol ma shehamachshava ha'elokis miskaberes ba'adam. The more that one allows the kedushas hamachshava, holy thoughts, to be mizgaver, to overcome within him, and he allows holy thoughts to penetrate inside himself, he mizacheches es kol midoisav es kol masav. Because the machshava elokis, the machshava salev, this is the cornerstone, this is the core of who we are. And so therefore, machshava elokis influences every single midah, every single machshava, every single maisa, bezichach elyon kazeh, to purify ourselves in holiness. There's nothing else which we can do. There's no davar musar which one can practice, which can be more influential in swinging a person l'tayiv than encouraging machshavas alikos. So when we speak about kedushas habris, we don't just speak about kedushas habris. And when we speak about kedushas habris, we don't just speak about kedushas einayim. We speak about kedushas hamachshava. And a person who fosters kedushas hamachshava, every midah and every maisa depends upon that and is influenced by that kedusha. So therefore, this is the battle between Mordechai and Haman. Libo roya sa'eva, or the neshama's roya sa'lev. And when a person is shtagging and learning, it's for kedusha samachshav. And when a person is davening, shleihei libo roya sa'eva, and so that the oisiyas have tefillah and the kedushas haneshama should be royas alev. That when a Jew sees every aspect of his life as being focused around the kedushas hamachshava, of occupying, of conquering the machshavas alev, which is Mordechai's dominance over the machshavas Haman, that it's not just enough to kill Haman, that there's a melchama on the machshavas of Haman. But even after Haman is overcome and he's killed, there's still a roishim called the Machsheves Haman. Which is a battle in Melchama Lashem Bamalek Midor Dor Ad Alois Hashach. And so therefore, Purim being around the corner is not just considered to be that which comes after Shavuot. It's considered to be like the light. There's a certain aura of Mordechai. The aura of the Megillah, there's a certain aura which is considered to be like the success of Shavuot, that Shavuot gives birth to the light of Purim. There's a light of which Chazal say that Esther is called Ayelet HaShachar. She's this light of Ayelet HaShachar, that there's a light of Purim, which is a light which banishes the machshavas haman. And so a person can come into Purim and he can think, you know, there's many mitzvahs to do, there's Megillah, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avinu, they're all givaldi givaldi. And there's the Sudas Purim, Ad Lo Yada. Mamash, one of the sweetest days on the Jewish calendar. However, there's a light which comes down on Purim that if a person comes in with the machshava of Mordechai, and he understands that there's a light which is mevat the machshava haman, person can accomplish, he can walk away with such a gevaldik lekach of an or which comes down, where a person is miraimim u'minasei esatzmai b'kedusha to ascend above the machshavas of Haman. So again, the Shoivvim culminates in Purim. The Purim is the schar for the Shoivvim. That a person is zeichet to a light which makes him a Shomer Bris. Because it's a Soid Hashem Liriyah. And despite all the gedarim which we do, unless a person has a Siyata D'Shemaya, this is a very, very challenging battle that the whole Olam is Tolian. But the whole Olam is Soivel this Machshava. Machshava is Haman. The B'derech Remez here, it says, Vayava Gishimo Adolos HaShachar Vayiga Bekaf Yereichai. And Kaf Yereichai is Gematria Purim. The Purim is considered to be the Zman where there's a special tikkun in the Sinyan. that a person is zechet to an or, that if a person thinks and he's bogged down, that there's no tikkun for this, there's no tshuva for this, chalila v'chas, that on Purim there's an or, that if a person feels like he's been nichshol, that he's been poigim, if he makes the proper achanas from Purim and he utilizes the day of Purim b'tshuva and b'kedusha, and he makes a resolve of kimu v'kibul that he wants to be makabel tayra, the kedusha satayra, the ikri nakud of tayra, will certainly be zeichet to say to the Shmaya in an order of tshuva from very high places, which will eradicate all the machshavas Haman within himself and any ration that Haman has upon him in his life from Chatzis Nirim from then until now. So as we approach the day of Purim, and we're making many hachanas for that, we're learning mesechtas and preparing the halacha, Hashem Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to me'orah ourselves in the inyan of Ayavik Yishimai and Shmiras Ayis B'Skoydesh and Befrat Bechlal. Hashem Baruch Hu should help us to realize the centrality of Kedusha in our lives, to me'orah ourselves in this inyan, give it the chashivas which it deserves, and halavai we should be zeicha to conquer the lev, rachmana liba bayi, to have machshavos tovos, machshavos kedushos, to influence every aspect of our avoda, and to see finally the end of this battle. Vayavik Yishimai ad olos hashachar v'vias goyot tzedek m'hevim menu amen.